Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
6:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. So I'm reading, this is from some show prep, and I come across Tyler Young's article. I like him, SB Nation. And the headlines, he did a great job on the headlines. Mm-hmm. The Orioles don't have to be contenders in order to buy at the trade deadline. Buy at the trade deadline. Instantly you're thinking, Tyler, I like you. Why, Tyler? And then you read the article, and even when you disagree with him, he makes some sense. His point is, guys, Orioles on the pace to win 74 games this year. That could get even better as the schedule may get a little more in their favor as we go forward. And he's saying, right now the four teams in front of them for the wild card are all the four teams in the division. When things flip-flop, got to leapfrog those teams. Probably not going to happen. So he starts mentioning some people because we know right now all the sports writers and sports talkers like ourselves have Jorge Lopez, Trey Mancini, and maybe even Anthony Santander already out of town. We already have that. Don't know for who, but we have that. So he starts talking about maybe this is the time where you don't really sell and get that
with the young,
that young prospect, yeah. But maybe you use some of your minor league talent to go after guys like a Pablo Lopez or Frankie Montas, some pitchers who are at the doorstep of being really good but have some control under him. I know Montez is a free agent in the 24, so maybe you sign him or trade for him and get a long-term deal. And Pablo Lopez with the Marlins, he's not a free agent until 25.
Yeah, he got knocked around last night, but he's really, really good.
Yeah. So you kind of, it makes a little sense, although I don't know if you get those guys without messing with a Jordan Westberg or someone else, which he suggests that you may not have to. I don't know if you're going to get some of those players for the second level of Oriole prospects like maybe Tyler Young is suggesting.
So my issue with the article is that you and I were in the same boat with this, looking at it saying, well, the Orioles are going to be sellers. And bottom line is that's what I believe they're going to be, right. Regardless of anything else. But with the additions, the names he mentions, they make sense, but do they make sense for the other team to move them to you?
Exactly.
You do have the farm system. You have the capital to go out and get a guy like one of those guys, but you're really going to be taking pieces away. And this is a loaded farm system now, but what are you taking, 2-3 pieces away? Because I started to think about, all right, teams in contention. Let's take a Nolan Gorman, who's going to be up for NL Rookie of the Year, second baseman for the Cardinals. What would it take to get a guy like that? Now, you've got certain guys under control for quite a few years. You bring up Montas, who we fully expect the A's to trade at some point. Mm-hmm. Now would be the year to do it, with teams having the ability to hold on to him for 2 years and get the most for him. But would the Orioles really want to do that?
Well, we only get one full year with him because he becomes a free agent in 24.
In 24, okay. Right. So you get one more year. So this would be the year to capitalize on it, unless they do something like the Orioles did with Machado and wait and go out and get five prospects that you really don't believe in.
That never pan out.
But, I don't buy them being buyers.
I don't buy it at all at this point. Yeah. Why would they be buyers at this point?
Well, the only thing that he's saying is if you get somebody that has, it's not just, you're not just getting somebody for the rest of this year. You're getting has multiple.
You can't get a rental, obviously. Yeah.
Well, what Tyler's actually saying is, he's saying you trade off the big pieces that we talked about, but you use somebody other like a Connor Norby. you know what I mean, a next level Oriole minor league guy who's having a good season, use him in the trade bait, or even the kid we just brought up that you got on me about that I predicted it was coming up. Outfielder.
Stowers.
Yeah. Maybe using him because Stowers is on the doorstep. And your outfield is pretty good right now.
I just think it takes more than that to go get
Frankie Montas. I agree with you. I agree with you on that. It does. I like what he's saying, Ed. I just don't know if the pieces that he's dangling. Jordan Westberg, if you want to get those guys, you got to throw Jordan Westberg in there.
That's my point, and I don't think I want to do that.
I don't want to do that. I know I don't want to do that. You're not going to, you know, the only way you would throw the pieces in there, Ed, that he suggested is if you do what Jeremy said it shouldn't be done, is if the A's wait until next year to trade Frankie Montas.
Mm-hmm.
If they wait till next year, then Norby and all those guys will be the guys that the A's will get. If they trade them now, no, it's going to be Westberg and somebody else, you know, top notch in order to get him. Yeah. So that's the only problem.
The decision got to be made, too, is like how close are they really? They may be able to compete with other teams, but how close are they competing with this division? And you got to make that decision. You're going to you went through all this trouble to create this great farm system so the future looks bright. You have all this talent there. You really going to pull the trigger on a couple of these guys?
The hardest thing is to look in the mirror and tell yourself the reasons why you're not good enough. Because you want to be optimistic being with the team. If I'm Mike Elias and I've been through this with the Astros, I'm going to look at my pitching staff, although they're playing well right now, saying, can I rely on them the full season? You already brought up that you don't know if Wells, who's probably been their best pitcher over the past couple
weeks.
I don't
think he pitches past August.
So then it doesn't make sense if he pitches through August. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, but at the same time, you brought up the Oakland A's. I meant the Oakland A's. The Houston Astros. Houston Astros traded off some pieces along the way. Mm-hmm. They traded some minor. The Orioles are going to, if you're not going to get top-notch free agents to sign here initially. So you're going to have to make some trades. And some of the guys that you've fallen in love with in the minor leagues, one or two of those guys are gone.
Well, just to bring it up, you talked about, so who's the best closer in baseball? I mean, we could argue about it. Some people think it's Josh Hader. The Orioles traded him for Bud Norris, which essentially they got him for a little bit longer, but a middle-of-the-rotation type guy who ends up flaming out. The Astros then take Hader and trade him away to get other pieces to help them.
Absolutely.
It's just part of baseball. When you get to this point, prospects are just that. Sometimes they don't pan out. Sometimes you trade them for something that you think helps you out.
So somebody's going, a prospect that we all have fallen in love with at some point is gone.
I think it's about the third time we went over Tyler's articles with,
I think he's outstanding. Yeah. I think he does an outstanding job. We're going to get him on the show one day, but he's very much, he throws out names. You can't read his articles if you don't follow along what's going on in the organization.
Yeah, don't just read the headlines. Read what he's talking about, too.
I mean, when he throws out some names to where I'm like, okay, Tyler is following this thing very well. Because he doesn't just throw names out there, but he throws the situations of those players out as well. So he has his finger on the heart, on the pulse of the organization. He does a great job. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. And I keep throwing Jordan Westberg's name out, Jeremy, because I have a feeling when they get to that point when they want to pull a trigger on a big name, he'll be a guy that's packaged.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be. Our guy from Wooster won't call and say, well, you want him gone. No. I'm just saying.
That was right.
Just presenting a possible situation that may happen. That's all. He may be a guy to your dangle.
Is there anybody on this team? Well, I mean, there's obviously untouchables, but I'm talking about the guys that have been here for a while, not the guys that just got called up, not Rutschman.
Well, untouchable?
Who in your mind, is it Austin Hayes for you?
I think it's more than Austin Hayes.
Okay.
I think it's Austin Hayes, John Means, and Cedric Mullins. I think they're all untouchable. I think you throw in Mountcastle. I think those four guys are untouchable.
And Rutschman.
No, he said guys have been here for a little while.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, guys, because obviously you're not trading Rutschman. Yeah, it's a cornerstone of the franchise.
I would have named, if he didn't put that caveat in, I would have named Rutschman first.
Yeah.
But, you know, the guys that have already established themselves as major leaguers, I think those four. I think Means, Mountcastle, Hayes, and Mullins. Mullins is up to almost 260 now. I mean, he's getting it together now.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think either one of those guys go.
What about you, Ed? The same thing? Kind of the
Same thing, except I'm not so sure about Means anymore.
Yeah. Well,
because he can't stay healthy.
Well, he may end up, this is going to sound weird, by the time that they get good, he may have been injured for so long that they can't move him for what, and he may be a part of this.
That's why I don't think he's gone, Ed. I think when it's time to sign him, he's going to be a guy that you're going to be able to get a little bit cheaper, and he already said, well, why let him go now? We know what he can be, but because of his injury history, we're going to get him on a short term for cheaper. Let's keep him.
I mean, I hate to say it. I know what he can be, but
that's why I think he's going to be a little cheaper.
Seriously, he's been injured a lot, like a lot, and not all that consistent.
Yeah. That's tough because I do think he's a good pitcher. And then I've said this before, I don't like labeling guys injury prone or anything like that. It's just sometimes you get bad breaks.
Yeah. It is what it is, though.
Yeah. I'm not going to label you anything, but I'm going to look at the
injury report.
But as a media member, I'm not going to label you, but I'm going to look at your history. I
mean, if you're injured every year, you don't see injury prone. Okay. He's oft injured. It's the same thing. You're not available.
410-583-1057 is the number. Want to hear from you, Baltimore. Can you see the Orioles with a scenario like we just painted, that actually we didn't paint, SB Nation writer Tyler Young painted? The Orioles, yeah, we know some of the guys that may go, but could they possibly use some of the minor leaguers to dangle some other guys that are on controllable contracts? They kind of skate a little bit. Sell and also buy younger players. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Article, you got to check it out. I actually put it on Twitter just now, at Rob Long Sports, by Tyler Young. The Orioles don't have to be contenders in order to buy at the trade deadline. And when you read the headlines, you instantly think, Tyler must be out of his mind. But he's not talking about buying premium type
rentals.
Of guy. He's talking about getting guys that you can invest in. Guys that have proven they can be successful in the majors, but players who also have team ownership left on their contract. Maybe even some arbitration. No, these are guys who are going to be definitely free agents. But, you know, these are guys that you can invest in moving forward. So he's not out of his mind. If you can obtain that the way he suggests, is what I question. Because I just think there are going to be some guys that you're going to have to... And this is what I look at, Ed. How many of the same pieces do you have in the minor leagues? At some point, you're going to say, well, the top at that position stays. The other guy who's a high prospect can buy us something else. And that's why I keep going to Jordan Westberg. Because he's not the top at that position.
Did we learn this lesson with Eduardo Rodriguez, though? Was he was not the top pitching prospect we had.
Who's that?
Eduardo Rodriguez.
Yeah, I don't think they really regret that too much.
I don't know.
They got Andrew Miller, and they knew what he was going to be, but that got him Andrew Miller.
No, I understand the trade was just hater for Bud Norris, but I'm just saying, like, because at that time wasn't Bundy like the top of the class, with Rodriguez, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out now, like.
Bundy's been bouncing around, but
I think those are two different situations, because then they were trading for that guy to put him over.
Mm-hmm.
In this situation, you're suggesting you got Gunnar Henderson and you've got Jordan Westberg. You're not trading either one of them for the guy to put you over. You're trading them for a younger version of them at another position. You're trading. So I think that's a little bit different. And that's why you got guys like Frankie Montas. Frankie Montas is how old is he? He's 29 years old. So he's a guy that you trade because you need another pitcher, not to put you over, but to be part of your rotation. So I think to me, the Rodriguez situation, the trade was a lot different. That was a 2014 season. You knew you needed that other bullpen guy. Mm-hmm. So you go out and get him. That's a little bit different to me.
Yeah, Montas is a guy, too, that added a if I'm not mistaken, he added a cutter in the offseason, and it's really kind of helped him up the K rate that he's had this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look, 29, it's you always worry about pitching once you get around. It's almost like running backs at 30.
Yep.
Like, are you going to pay a guy? How many years do you want him for? And are you going to overpay for it? So,
but this is what I like about Montez, Ed. He is 29, but he only has 537 major league innings. You know what I mean? The most innings he's ever pitched was last year at 187. This year so far, 89 in the third, in two thirds. He doesn't have a lot of major league innings on his arm, even at that age. He came up at the age of 22, but I think he was injured and missed 16 maybe, or maybe it was in the minors. Can't remember what the situation was. And he just got better because he's 2 years away, and I know it was a short season, from ERA of 5.5 runs. So he, like you said, he just turned the corner and became a version of who he is right now.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Donnie in Baltimore. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
Hanging in there, man. How are you?
Yeah, you know, this conversations about the Orioles have been changing since the beginning of the season, and I just got a simple question. Is the rebuild complete? And I'm gonna hang up and let y'all talk about it.
That's simple for me. No, it's not complete till they start winning.
Yeah, no, of course not.
I mean, they're still under 500.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's like a building. Rebuilding, you know, I think the walls are up and the roof's on. You got a lot more to do though, you know. I think there's plenty that has to take place here. You need a solid pitching rotation. You got to figure out your middle infield. There's a lot of things to go on here.
And we're talking about trade deadline. Orioles going to trade some players. So it's not complete until you say the majority of this roster is in place, is going to be in place when they get to the other side. I don't think you can say that right now.
No.
You got Jonathan in Essex. What's up, Jonathan?
What's going on, gentlemen? Beautiful day. It's 28. I just see my son's birthday today. Little Jonathan 10 today.
Happy birthday, little Jonathan.
How old is he?
10.
10, all right.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to him.
Yeah, well, we'll do. Thank you, guys. Hey, look, I'm getting ready to do something, man. But Rob, say this is my stick, I guess. I'm calling up the Orioles have finally changed their philosophy. And I see the biggest difference in this rebuild is they had a rethinking of their mind. And what I'm saying is they infused some color on the team. Black and brown people. They started going over to the Latino, going overseas and getting some of those players. And for some reason, for a long time, I don't know why we closed the book on them. That's just where it is. We just had to infuse and open up our – we want to be the melting pot. So the Orioles are now a big, beautiful American melting pot. And
Jonathan, I agree with you because they did open up the Dominican team. However, let's go back to the team that won in 24. I mean, or 14, I should say. You had Scope at second. You had Manny at third. You had Adam Jones in center.
Got rid of him.
No. But they had them, though. You're saying they started.
Every time we had success, we had a nice little.
Who had the big double?
The left fielder.
Delman Young.
So wait a minute. You some of the players right now that you talk about are going to be, they're going to get rid of them at some point, too. I mean, I hear what you're saying.
And Manny didn't want to be here.
But you had some brown players on that team. I mean, it's funny.
I've been an Orioles fan, and I always said it. And I've judged this team from Al Bummer to Rich Coggin. I looked at it from every era.
But see, Jonathan, at one point you said black players, and now you're saying brown players. Why is that?
Black and brown.
Okay.
Black and brown.
But recently the narrative in baseball.
You can count the outfield and see how many blacks were in the outfield to tell how successful the Orioles is going to be.
I know it's getting twisted what he's saying, too, but the fact that they are getting involved in the international market means a ton.
It does. But you look at the 2014.
Jonathan has his own way of presenting things.
He does. Just to me, it's funny how the narrative changed less than 10 years ago. There weren't enough black players in baseball, but now, you know, we're counting the Latin American players in as brown. Jason is still not enough guys from Compton. Let's go to Jerry in Reisterstown. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, love you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Listening to you in the morning. Got a question for you, and I love what the front office has been doing, and I would just put my faith in whatever they decide to do. I'm fine with it. But how about if you you draft Drew Drones number one, and then you trade him to the Braves for some prospects?
I don't like that. A guy like that you get because he is a difference maker.
Supposed to be a generational talent.
Yeah, he's
talent.
A generational talent. You don't trade him.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, if you're drafting him and investing that kind of money in him, now you keep him.
And you'd have to tell me what prospects you want from the Braves. So you'd have to start listing guys.
Yeah,
and say,
there's a whole bunch of things.
Yeah. They've got some nice young pitchers on their team and some guys that have struggled like Ian Anderson and Kyle Wright.
I got a word for you. Two words.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. If I draft Drew Jones – I think Ed just said, generational talent. He stays.
Do you bring Diddy in here?
It's like drafting Adley Rutschman and trading him. You know, Let's go to Cody in Cockeysville. What's up, Cody?
What's going on, guys? Hey, I'm just excited we're having this conversation about the
Yes, it feels good, doesn't it?
It does. It does feel good. But I got to say, I went and saw Jordan Westberg, and I think we might be – I know he's not our top second or third base. I know Gunner's the top infield prospect, but I think the plan is to have Westberg and Gunner up here, and that's going to be your second, third, or your second shortstop, your double play combo. And there's word that Westberg's going to be a top 20 ranked talent by next year. By the way,
yes, sir, he's the real deal.
So I don't know if I get rid of him for Frankie Montes. You're going to have to give me an ace. You know, if I'm going to get rid of an all-star possibly, you're going to have to give me a possible ace.
Let me throw this in there, Cody, before I let you go. And I'm glad you said that because I'm not suggesting that Montes is the guy you let Westbrook go. My point was that that's why I said at some point he might be a guy that you consider letting go for someone. And I agree with you. Not a guy who's going to be 30 next year.
Yeah,
not
because, look, you want a front end of the rotation guy. Maybe Grayson ends up being that in a period of time. But the fact of the matter is some people are saying, how are the Orioles going to get a frontline pitcher? How are they going to get it? Maybe it is through a trade and then extending a guy. That's a possibility.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.